and best-selling authors, and he asks David what you need to be looking for in a financial advisor. Stick around to hear that conversation coming up next.
You're listening to Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network. You're listening to Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
This is Alan Becker with Retire Right Radio from Retirement Solutions Group, and I'm very excited about the guest I have on today's show right now. His name is David Bach, and David has been in the financial industry for nearly three decades and is the author of 9 best-selling books, including The Automatic Millionaire, Smart Women Finish Rich, and Smart Couples Finish Rich. He's also been a guest on the Oprah Winfrey Show several times and is considered one of America's most trusted financial experts. You can find out more about David at finishrich.com. You know, as I've worked with clients, I've been surprised at the number of people who had a financial advisor but did not have a detailed financial plan. When you think about the key components of a good financial strategy, what comes to mind?
Well, there's so much to it. So again, the first thing is a good financial plan looks at everything. They don't just look at a part of your portfolio. They don't just go, okay, show me what you've got over here and I'll help you manage that money. A good financial plan takes a look at your overall net worth statement, takes a look at your insurance, looks at your cash flow needs, looks at your goals financially, and builds an entire holistic investment plan around that. With that said, when you drill into the actual investment plan, I will tell you that the most critical component of that investment plan is that it matches up with your risk tolerance. So it doesn't pay to make an investment plan that's aggressive, even if you need to be aggressive, if you can't handle being aggressive. Many people, in fact, I would say my experience, most people when they reach retirement, they don't want to take a lot of risk. They've reached a point where, if anything, they're like at the top of the mountain. They've worked really hard to get there and they don't want to fall off the top of the mountain. So it is really important that your financial plan, that your investment strategy match your goals and your tolerance for risk and what is called volatility. How much can you handle markets going up and down? Once you've done that conversation, once you've looked at that, a good financial advisor is going to create a detailed asset allocation strategy that matches what you told them your risk tolerance was and your goals. And asset allocation is one of those complicated terms that in many cases, it just blows right over people's heads. But in layman terms, it's what grandma used to say, which is, you know, don't put all your eggs in one basket. When you diversify your investments, when you have some investments in stocks and bonds and cash and gold and real estate, when your portfolio, and you've got global investments, when your portfolio is really well diversified, you know that in any given point throughout the year, some things are going to go up and some things are going to go down. But over time, that investment portfolio is going to do decently. You're not looking, I'm a big believer in you're not looking for home runs. When you retire, you're looking for singles. You want to have a winning season. You want a bunch of singles. You want to just keep, get on base and get home. And that's how I think a good financial advisor will build your plan. And again, that asset allocation strategy, we know for a fact, when we look at what creates the performance of a client's investment returns, all the studies have shown that asset allocation is the driving component. In fact, studies have shown that over 90% of a portfolio's return is based on the asset allocation decisions that are made. So that is really a, you know, I don't know if secret sauce is the right word, but it is a critical, critical component of the investment plan that is created for you. And then really a big part of that plan is making sure that it is regularly reviewed and regularly rebalanced based on your goals and what's changing in your life. And that's the investment side. The second part I'll put to this is it's really important that your financial plan looks at estate planning. And specifically when I talk about estate planning, I'm gonna be really basic here for a second. It means that you've got yourself a will or a living trust in place so that in case something happens to you or when something happens to you or when something happens to your spouse or if something were to happen to the two of you, you've got a written legal document that tells your beneficiaries how the estate should be taken over and where the money should be distributed. That is simply critical. It has to be done. It needs to be a part of your financial plan. And then there are sometimes where insurance is a big part of that financial plan. You may be insuring one or both of you in case of disaster so that there's enough money to take care of the other person or your kids. And then another time insurance comes into play is for estate purposes. The estate can be so big that a lot of people use insurance as an estate planning vehicle to pay the taxes when they pass away. So that's all really important. And the last thing, and I know I've covered a lot here, is the beneficiary issue. Really, 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 really important that the beneficiaries are up to date and correct on everything. So the beneficiary is correct on your IRA accounts, on your annuities, on your insurance. You need to make sure that all your beneficiaries have been up to date. And you also want to check and make sure that you have a succession beneficiary in place. A lot of times people have a beneficiary, which is their spouse. But if something were to happen to them and their spouse, they don't have a successor, which is often the kids or the estate. So you need to have that on your documents and you should make sure those are up to date.
Well, that's definitely great advice there, David. If someone's looking to put together a plan, what do you think they should look for in a financial advisor?
Okay, so that's the million-dollar question, right? What do you look for? First question you look for is I think, number one, do you trust them? And I think that that's the single biggest thing people are looking for, actually. When you go into a financial advisor's office, do you trust them? And a lot of times people are going, how do I know if I can trust this person? So first of all, I really do believe that most of us have an incredible gut sense immediately with people if we can trust them. And our gut sense is almost always right. I think you know in the first 10 minutes if you can trust the person you're sitting across from. And if for some reason you get a sense you can't, then that's, I think, all you really, quite frankly, need to know. If you do trust them, then I always go back to what Ronald Reagan said, which is about the Russians. He once upon a time said, trust but verify. So I think once you feel like you can trust a financial advisor, well, then you need to verify, you know, who are they? That's a very easy thing to do. There are all kinds of websites you can go on today, broker check. You can check their ADV. But, you know, the advisor can provide this to you also. Go online and do the due diligence to make sure your advisor actually is who he says he is or is who she says he is. Compare it to what they told you. If they told you they've been in the business 20 years and you go back online and you should find out that they've only been in the business 5 years, that's a problem. You want to find out, has that advisor got complaints against them? These are the kind of things, by the way, that a ethical, honest, well-doing financial advisor is never going to be concerned with because there won't be complaints and they're never going to tell you anything that's not true. So these are very easy things to validate and very easy things to check. The second thing is I always go back to the holistic side of this, which is when you meet with a financial advisor, a good one's going to really spend time asking you a lot of questions. They're going to get to know you. They're going to get to know your past. They're going to get to know your present. They're going to want to know where you see your future going. They're going to talk to you about your values. They're going to talk to you about your goals. They're going to talk to you about your dreams. They're not going to just talk to you about what age do you want to retire at and how much money do you have. That's what I would call the beginning stages of financial planning. You know, the question, what's your number? That's an old school question. You know, good financial advisors today are really having a holistic conversation with their clients, getting to know them closely. And you'll feel that. That advisor should be in question mode, not in sales mode. And then when they present you with the investment plan, a good financial advisor is going to make absolutely sure that you understand it. And if you don't understand it, you should feel comfortable asking them questions. And you should feel comfortable asking them as many questions as you want. If you feel like you can't ask that financial advisor questions, then it's quite frankly possible that they're the wrong advisor for you. Then you also want to make sure that you understand the fees. So a fiduciary and a good financial advisor is going to be very transparent with you about the fee structure. I would tell you that that's really at this point in the day with the DOL ruling, that's their job and that's the law. They need to really disclose the fees. You need to understand what it's costing you. And that goes back to my last comment here, which is I really think you should hire financial advisors that are fiduciaries. These are people who are registered to be investment advisors. They have gone through a test to be a registered investment advisor, and they are required by law to be a fiduciary that puts your interest first. And I think if you do all of those things, which I know sounds like a lot, but people do them all the time and they find a great financial advisor, finding a great financial advisor can change your life and protect your family.
Exactly. I think a lot of people just assume all financial advisors are the same. And as you and I know, that's definitely not the case. David, as you know, the stock market It's near all-time highs. Interest rates are near all-time lows, and there's lots of volatility in the global marketplace, and numerous other things are affecting investors. I mean, what do you believe is important to keep in mind when investing in today's markets?
Boy, that's a great question. Well, first thing you got to keep in mind is the markets don't always go up, right? I think people know that, and I think people remember that, but it's interesting because we, as I sit here and I do this interview, we are living through a seven-year bull market. I mean, we have basically had, since the bottom of the market in 2009, we've had a market pretty much go straight up. Now, there's been volatility in that market, and by the way, that's a really important point, that there have been points throughout the last 7 years where the markets have had, you know, drops, where the market has pulled back 5 or 10%. And that's very normal. In fact, what's important to know is it's very normal for markets to go up and markets to go down. It's a lot like the weather. You're going to have winter and you're going to have summer, and you're going to have spring. It is important to expect that markets will go up and markets will go down. And again, I think the real key in surviving a volatile market is diversification. It is having a professionally managed, diversified portfolio with professional money management that has a combination of really everything in it. You've got stocks, you've got bonds, you've got cash, you've got US investments, you've got global investments. You know, on the stock portion of the portfolio, you've got large cap, you've got mid cap, you've got small cap. You have value stocks, you have growth stocks in all of those sectors. You have global investments. On the fixed income side, you have government bonds and corporate bonds and preferred stock and high yield and treasury effective, you know, inflation protected securities. All of these different investments, if you wrap them together and you build a really well-diversified portfolio, you're going to do better going through these volatile markets as they go up and down. And then the key to your asset allocation model is that it's automatically rebalanced. So that's being looked at daily and it's being rebalanced, almost forcing you at times to sell high and buy low. Often what happens with investors is they buy high and sell low. And professional asset allocation does the exact opposite for you as a client and as an investor. And that can make all the difference in the world. I will also say it's really important to understand the risk that your investments have. So a good financial advisor will use risk-based tools to help you look at the risk in your portfolio. A lot of advisors today are using a tool we use called Riskalyze. It is a way to help the client really have a deep conversation about their comfort level with risk and then build a portfolio based on the level of risk that they are comfortable taking. I think that's simply critical. The last thing I would say here is that when people talk about risk, they often talk about risk based on the stock market. And it's really important to know that there is risk in all the markets. There's risk in fixed income. There's risk in bonds. One of the great risks in fixed income is that for all intents and purposes, we've been in a 30-year bull market in bonds. So because rates are at an all-time low, bonds have done very, very well. The value of bonds have gone up. It's been a very, almost an easy place in the last 5, 6, 7 years, even 10 years to make money in bonds. As rates go up, bond prices will come down. So it's critical that you understand the risk inherent in a interest rising market, which we will ultimately someday have, and that you prepare your portfolio accordingly. And again, if you're not clear on what kind of risk maybe your fixed income and your investments have, that's the kind of thing you can talk to your financial advisor about. And they can kind of look at your portfolio, take a look at the duration of your bonds, give you some evaluation as to whether or not you do have too much risk in that portfolio, and talk about ways that maybe they can taper the risk down a bit.
And that's exactly what we do every day. I've had this discussion many times with potential clients. You know, I know it's important that people feel comfortable with their financial advisor and that everyone involved is on the same page when it comes to retirement planning. Here at Retirement Solutions Group, we will help you to create the plan and work towards your retirement goals. Give us a call at 913-685-9422. Once again, that's 913-685-9422. 913-685-9422. David, thank you again for your time, and I look forward to talking with you again soon.
Thank you so much for having me on your show. It's been great to be with you today.
We'll be right back with more information on Retire Right Radio with Alan Becker in just a couple moments.
This is Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
Whether you're approaching retirement or are already retired, transitioning into retirement can be a daunting thought. Where will you get income? What if the market drops? How should you take Social Security? Join the team from Retirement Solutions Group and RSG Investments for a discussion about these factors and more. All while Retirement Solutions Group treats you to a complimentary dinner at Joe's Casey Barbecue in Olathe. You pick the date, 6 p.m. on Tuesday, April 4th or Thursday, April 6th at Joe's Casey Barbecue in Olathe. Reservations are required, so call 913-685-9422 to reserve your seat today. That's 913-685-9422. Seating is limited, so call now to learn more about these events and how you can attend. Retirement Solutions Group, 913-685-9422 or online at rsgusa.net. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
You're listening to Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
Megan Mozak here from the Retirement News Network, back with Alan Becker. And Alan, I just have to say, fantastic conversation with David Bach. What a thrill. You know, he is so well known for his books. He's written 9 bestsellers. Automatic Millionaire, that's the one that comes to my mind first. He's just a wealth of information. And I loved what he had to say about what you need to be looking for in the right financial advisor, how to find that person, some of their qualities. What are your quick takeaways from that discussion with him?
Oh, you know, it's just a privilege to talk to somebody with so much wealth of knowledge, and I appreciate him taking the time to sit down with me here in Kansas and giving us the opportunity to share that information with our valued listeners.
Alan, I really am also enjoying this conversation we're having about charitable giving and where that fits into your overall financial plan. And I want you to just give us a few more insights, as we start to wrap up the show today, about discussing charitable mindedness with your clients and some of those angles that we haven't gotten to yet, the angles that you might cover as you're talking about someone's overall financial plan.
Well, Megan, you know, we noted the idea of giving non-retirement assets to our beneficiaries upon death, and that's for tax reasons. But as I'm neither a tax professional nor a lawyer, I'm going to stick to what I know. And I know that one of the best things we can do, both for ourselves and for the people we want our wealth to eventually impact, is to be sure to have a diverse mix in our portfolios. Diverse in terms of assets and account types.
Okay, so that diversification is so important, but what might that look like, Alan?
Well, first off, diversification doesn't necessarily mean having stuff all over town. I think it's one of those things that people come in all the time. Like, we're diversified. We've got stuff with 4 different advisors. And that's like having 4 different cooks in the kitchen a lot of times. So diversification talks about having things in different asset classes. Because if you're chasing returns, you're probably chasing your tail. You're just always going to be a year behind. So the 3 main asset classes are stocks, bonds, and cash equivalents. And they each have different degrees of risk and return, both as a whole class and within each class itself. So the classes typically act differently over time as a result. So you have to have your assets based on your risk tolerance and look at the different portfolio mixes. And being with an advisor or somebody that you not only get along with, but understand, they're speaking English, and it's resonating with you of why you should be in which product or which solution, so that you know where you should be drawing money from. And when you take those withdrawals, you don't want it to raise your tax bracket if you can avoid it. You don't want to not pay enough taxes because you're prolonging the inevitable required minimum distribution. I see that all the time. There's just so many questions and thoughts and solutions that go into building a portfolio and protecting it from losses and having the option to make the withdrawals that you need to make that assist you the best. So, you know, an overall retirement portfolio should include or can include a mix of taxable accounts such as the stocks, bonds, mutual funds, and real estate, but also tax deferred accounts like traditional IRAs, 401ks, 403bs, you know, any of those alphabet type letters, SEPs and simples, but tax exempt accounts, including Roth IRAs, using life insurance as an asset class, Social Security, pension plans, annuities. There's so many other sources. You need to sit down and make sure that what you're doing makes sense for you.
So it sounds like having that diverse mixture, it's going to help you weather market volatility, obviously, but it's going to help you make those donations despite the market's impact.
Well, I think what you're talking about, Megan, is that consistency of income, that reliability of income. So if you have things situated correctly in retirement, whatever it is, whether it's helping out your grandkids or taking care of your church, your favorite charity, that having that consistent and reliable income coming in no matter what, even if the market's down, your check's still coming in. That gives you the peace of mind and the consistency to do those things that you've committed to, that you want to do, that you aren't going to have to change your approach, your mind, your situation because of some sort of paper loss. I hate that term. I hear it all the time from brokers. An advisor advises you how to position your portfolio so that you don't have to work in that risk. I meet with clients each and every day that think they're doing all the right things. And then when they come in and we talk, we find out, you know, actually their person they're working with may only be a commissionable salesperson for stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. Maybe they're only insurance licensed, or perhaps they've been in the business for 30 years, but they don't know anything about insurance or safety. They only know how to put money in the market, which typically dilutes a portfolio. I was just meeting with a very nice couple the other day, and they've got several million dollars, and they're working with a very well-known firm. But when it all came to it, they were actually educating their quote-unquote advisor on how to use their existing life insurance policies they've had for years, rather than the person that they're working with to get them to and through retirement having that working knowledge. So I think it's so important as retirees in today's world that we know how and when and what to use, and to work with that fiduciary that, in my opinion, is not only insurance licensed and securities licensed, both. So please, please come see me here at Retirement Solutions Group. Pick up the phone and call me, 913-685-9422. I want to put together this no cost, no obligation consultation, build out our roundtable retirement process. And this is just a great program to tell you all the things you need in retirement so you can figure out which charitable donations you're doing and how often, but also what money's coming in when and from where, what's inflation, what's the chances you're going to run out of money in retirement? Because we like to build a program that's projected out conservatively to give you 100% chance. That's the goal. I like to be conservative. I like to be consistent. And I know the people we work with like that too. When we are using safety and guarantees, we are using insurance products, and we are using, and that's based on the claims paying ability of the insurance carrier we choose. But regardless, if you have a good working knowledge and you understand how these programs work, it's going to give you a much clearer and hopefully safer path to retirement. Obviously, if you're going to be in the market, there's an element of risk. You got to control that volatility. So pick up the phone, call me, 913-685-9422. That's 913-685-9422.
Alan's website, you can go to retirerightwithalanbecker.net for more information. It sounds like as you're talking about planning for the future, having a little flexibility, that actually might help you be more charitable, be able to give more to others. Am I right?
Oh, it's quite possible. A retirement strategy can put you on the path to financial independence, hopefully to where you could have a tidy nest egg for retirement, keep more of your assets in your own pocket and not in Uncle Sam's. Not that there's anything wrong with helping the government. I just think we know how to use our money a little bit better than Uncle Sam. Live the lifestyle you want in retirement. And, you know, you don't need a great financial plan if you die tomorrow. Retirement and retirement planning is about longevity, fixing longevity risk. And according to SocialSecurity.gov, you've got a good chance of living into your mid to late 80s. And if you're married, one of you might make it into your early 90s. On average, you need to worry about that 20 to 30 years of unemployment, and proper planning can help you do that. It also gives you the ability to give back and support those causes that you believe to be beneficial to yourself and others. And that's what life is all about, Megan. So, you know, one more piece of advice to offer: find a worthwhile cause or organization that you're passionate about and start giving. Like me with the veterans, you know, your time, your money, it all helps.
Well, Alan, it's been a real eye-opener, this discussion about charitable giving. Also, really enjoyed your conversation with best-selling author and financial expert David Bach during our program today. And that was a real treat. And we are out of time. It's just been a whirlwind. It's kind of flown by. Anything else you want to share today about charitable giving or planning, anything along that line?
You know, Megan, charity is exactly what it is. It's supposed to make you feel good inside. It also doesn't hurt to, receive a tax deduction. I mean, taxes are forced extractions, not voluntary contributions. And the law doesn't demand you to pay any more than you're obligated to. So if there's a way to help somebody else that's less fortunate, an organization, a good cause, then I'm all about supporting our listeners that want to do that. And getting not only to retirement, but through retirement, it's a scary proposition for many of us. And the idea of going years and years with just what we've built for ourselves coming in as income. I mean, fortunate for some people, they have pensions. Others decide to create their own personal pension, if you will, by using an annuity or a life insurance as an asset class to create consistent income over the years. Whatever solution that works best for you, just realize that there's a lot of options out there that you may not be aware of. And a good meeting with a financial planner that has years of experience, like we do here of over 18 years in the helping of good folks like yourselves, getting not only to retirement, but through retirement, you can benefit a lot from a meeting, I feel. And I'd love to have the opportunity to sit down with you and help you with a no cost, no obligation consultation, where we can get your questions answered, use your numbers to build out our roundtable retirement process to, for lack of a better term, create a blueprint to guide you through those potential waters coming up front. So as always, Megan, is it just an absolute pleasure sharing the airways with you. And I hope that our listeners are enjoying what we do for them each and every week, and that they're looking forward to coming in and seeing what we can do for them. Way to do that, 913-685-9422. That's 913-685-9422. Call now, 913-685-9422.
You've been listening to Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
Investing involves risk, including the loss of principal. No investment strategy can guarantee a profit or protect against loss in periods of declining values. Any references to protection benefits or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Our firm may be able to identify potential retirement income gaps and may introduce insurance products like annuities as a potential solution. Talk to your financial professional and your tax advisor about how Social Security benefits can fit into a complete retirement income strategy. Financial professionals are able to provide you with information but not guidance or advice related to Social Security benefits. Alan Becker is an investment advisor representative and insurance professional with Retirement Solutions Group. Retirement Solutions Group is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day, using a variety of insurance and investment products to work toward meeting their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. We are not affiliated with the U.S. government or any governmental agency. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
The preceding program was sponsored by Retirement Solutions Group.